Hello everyone. Today is a great day to save lives. That's from Grey's Anatomy if you did not know. This is Chloe's podcast. We're going to talk about a lot of different and unique things. Today, we're going to talk about Brain on Fire, My Month of Madness by Susanna Cahalan. Brain on Fire, My Month of Madness is about a 24-year-old woman named Susanna Cahalan. She had an autoimmune disease called anti-NMDA receptoral encephalitis. When she was admitted to the hospital on March 21, 2009, the symptoms she had were seizures, migraines, paranoia, and seeing colors brighter than they actually are. They decided that they were going to keep her to do some testing. After being there in the New York hospital, the doctors in New York couldn't figure out what was wrong with her. So they decided on the third week they were going to send her to a hospital in Manhattan where some of the best neurologists are located. When Susanna got transferred to Manhattan, she meets a doctor named Dr. Najjar. A few days after Susanna was admitted to the hospital, Dr. Najjar decided he was going to do a test where Susanna would draw a clock. When she drew the clock, she wrote all the numbers on the right side of the clock. When Dr. Najjar saw this, he finally figured out what was wrong with her brain. The left side of her brain was inflamed. Dr. Najjar wanted to do a brain biopsy, which would most likely end up giving her 90% of her power back. Just a few days later, on April 17, the nurses and doctors decided they were going to let her go the next day. After she got released, she got way better and is now married to her husband. The main adversity in Brain on Fire, My Month of Madness is Susanna having to overcome the anti-NMDA receptoral encephalitis and having to gain her strength back and having to learn how to write again and relearning all the basic normal human things like cooking, reading, walking, thinking, talking, and eating. All the things a normal person should be able to do. And if she can't do all of those things and she can't gain the weight, she can't exercise her brain and all of her muscles. When her friends came to the hospital for work and visited her, they went on a walk around the hospital. When Susanna's friend noticed that her leggings were super loose and they looked like sweatpants, her friend pointed Susanna's legs out, and Susanna looked down at her leggings and she was shocked that her legs were so skinny. So without Susanna eating, exercising, and just doing normal things a person does on the daily, she can't get better. And when without getting better, she can't go to work or do the things she wants to do. So when Susanna got put on steroids that make her eat like crazy, she was gaining weight and learning how to write again and relearning the things she knew before. One connection I can make is with a girl named Charlotte from the show Ratchet on Netflix. In the show, Charlotte is diagnosed with schizophrenia. It's not the same thing as what Susanna had, but they acted a lot like each other before they were diagnosed. They both were psychotic and acted completely different than what they normally would. Before they were both diagnosed, neither of them could think clearly. The doctors in Brain on Fire and Ratchet both found them acting like childs at some times and then acting like a grown man that was in the army at other times. Schizophrenia and anti-NMDA receptoral encephalitis is not the same thing. With schizophrenia, the brain swells, but not to the point where it's super dangerous. With anti-NMDA receptoral encephalitis, only one half of the brain is swollen to where it's super dangerous if you don't catch it early. A connection I made with a different book called The Year We Disappeared by Silan Bisbee and John Bisbee.
in that book, a character in the book got shot. He was in the hospital for a long time and ended up dying. The mom and daughter had to deal with having to worry about the dad and trying to figure out ways to work through it and having to overcome the hurt that they were going through. In Brain on Fire, Susanna's parents and her boyfriend, Stefan, were having to try to help her and also overcome the hurt that they were going through, just because they didn't want anything to happen to her.
Going back to the Year We Disappeared book, a deeper connection that I think stands is they were both in the hospital for quite a long time. In the Year We Disappeared book, even though the dad ended up dying, I feel like Susanna and the dad in the book were going through the same problems, you could say, as in having to be in the hospital for such a long time and the families having to see them in such bad shape and them not knowing what was going to happen to them. If you are ever stuck in a situation and you need help, but you think it's just a normal thing, you should ask, because sometimes it can lead to things that aren't good for you mentally or physically. Whether it's abuse or sickness, you think nobody knows about it, you should try and get help and push your way through it.